Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws
us to. Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. Are you excited to be in a new year? I believe God is going to load us with blessings this year. It's a year of a series of victories. The key word is to expect. I don't know if you expect God to give you a series of victories. That is exactly what you receive. If you believe it, shout amen. Hallelujah. Our first testimony is from Stacy Akutu. She's from First Love UHAS. Put your hands together for her as she testifies. Or do it better for her. Wow. Stacy, tell us, what has God done for you?
Amen. I want to testify of my season one, episode one of my series of victories. Amen.
Amen. Tell us about it.
Last year around this time, I didn't have a phone, and it was very stressful. But by the end of this year, I texted my grandfather, and I said that I'll call him to tell him the Christmas gifts I want. So he told me he has already sent it, and that he sent some Australian dollars, some clothing, and then a new phone. So I was in school at that time. So when I came home and my dad gave them to me, then on 1st January this year, daddy prayed for surplus.
When he was praying,
he said he hears the word surplus, and he prayed for surplus for us. So I received it. And then that day when I went home, I called my grandfather's brother, who is in Ghana, to wish him Happy New Year.
Your grandfather's brother, who is that? Your grandbrother?
Granduncle.
Granduncle, okay.
Yes. And he said I should come see him in his office like the next day. So when I went, I was late, so I had to sit down for a long time. Then he came to call me into his office. Then when he called me, he opened a phone box, and then he gave me another phone. So this is the phone my grandfather gave me. This is my phone. This is the phone my grandfather gave me. And this is the phone my grand uncle gave me. I have received surplus by the prophecies of our father.
Please give the Lord a shout of praise. It's not too early to start receiving the prophecies. Receive your prophecies in the name of Jesus.
It.
Wow. So yes. Can we take a selfie?
I don't know which one we should use right now, because
that will be your problem in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
I want to encourage all of you to believe in the prayers. They are working practically, and they have worked for me. Amen.
Amen. Do it better for her. Hallelujah. Our second testimony is from Nanayao. He's an instrumentalist and he's also a center leader. Oh, do it better for him. Do it better for him. Nana, tell us, what has God done for you?
The Lord has done a number of things in my life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to share them for my brothers and sisters and encourage somebody that let's believe in the prophet and the prophecies that come from him. Because one day, he was just walking casually here.
And, here?
Yes, in front, on the blue.
I have a feeling he might walk casually. Receive your blessing today in Jesus' name.
And as he was moving to the left, turned around and said, somebody here, where you are living, the water doesn't flow, or you need water. As he was moving, he said, water. Then he turned, he said, receive it. And I was on the stage playing the keyboard. I just left the keyboard, lifted my hand and said, I receive it. After revival that night, I went home, and to my amazement, I just heard water flowing through the taps.
Where do you stay?
I live on the Spintex Road.
And water was not flowing.
Water flows twice a week. Only Thursdays and Sundays.
And it hadn't flowed for a while.
It hadn't flowed for a while. It's supposed to flow. If they say it will flow, it's Thursdays and Sundays. So we are supposed to hear it flowing every Thursday and every Sunday.
And it hadn't flowed.
It hadn't flowed for about 2 to 3 weeks now.
And when you came to church, you heard
when I came to church, he said, where you are living, you need water. Receive water.
Out of the blue.
Out of the
blue. Was he preaching about water?
No, he was just prophesying and just pronouncing the blessings, and I was just receiving them left, right.
Charlie, why don't you give the Lord a mighty shout of praise and celebrate the goodness of God? What else has God done for you?
Last year, by the grace of God, I also got married in a year of good things. Hallelujah. The prophet prophesied that receive a wife, and that a wife is a good thing. A wife is a good thing. Receive. It says that the Bible says that he who finds a wife receives a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. And the prophet kept prophesying that marriage is a good thing and that we should receive it. It was about 6 years we've been dating. Every year we try to get married. Something tries to stop us.
Hey, you had been dating for how long?
6 years.
Years.
Yes. And every year we try to get married. One way or the other, it cannot be possible. So he said that this year is your year to receive a good thing. Once again, I stopped playing the keyboard, knelt down, I received it. And in September last year, on the 8th of September, I think that's the same day you also...
Yeah.
So, and that day...
Give the Lord a shout of praise! Receive yours too in Jesus' name! Wow.
And then to my amazement, we came back. We knew we had accommodation somewhere where I was going to rent. But I came back and I received a phone call that somebody has a gift for me. To my amazement, rent free. One year rent free, 4-bedroom house. Just like that. He said, you know, this is a gift for you. I couldn't make it to your wedding, but receive it. Rent free. And I know that in that year, my beloved and I were just soaking in this message, rent-free prosperity, and believing God, every prophecy that came out of daddy's mouth, we just lift our hands and say, I receive it. Yes, and we received it, and today we are experiencing that great miracle in our life. Another thing that happened last year, around the time we were going around witnessing and evangelizing for Salvation Sunday, Souling Sunday, I was telling God that, God, just do something as I serve you. Just do something in my life that I'm not expecting. And out of the blue, on my way to a rehearsal one day, I was called by a very important person in Ghana. I can't mention her name for security reasons. And she said to
me... You will also not be able to mention the name for security reasons. Amen.
And she said to me, she has a gift for me that I should pass by and collect it. This person hardly calls me. This person, I know the person, but it's been a while since we spoke and things like that. She said, for you and your wife, I have a gift for you, but hold on. So she made me sit downstairs. She went upstairs and came down. She gave me an envelope. And for security reasons, I can't mention the amount. But she said, this is a number of thousands of dollars and that you should receive
it. Even if it's just 1,000, it is powerful. Give the Lord a shout of praise. She went where? Upstairs.
Upstairs.
The Bible says every good gift comes from above. I see somebody coming from overseas, upstairs, abroad. Anything that is coming from up, receive it too in Jesus' name. Wow.
And when she came back, she gave it to me. And then I thought that was it. When I was leaving, she said, you know what, Nana, there's something I want to tell you. That whatever it is you are doing in the house of God, you are serving God. Whatever it is you are doing, you find yourself doing in the house of God. Continue doing it, because there lies your blessing and your reward. And I was taken aback. I was dumbfounded. And
That's
what the lady said. Just when I thought I was done, going to sit in my car to go.
You know, around that period, Reverend Joshua led us to make a covenant with God. Matthew 6:33 covenant. Do you remember? Seek the Lord and God will provide for you. And he says he believed it strongly. And this lady is not like, it's not somebody in our church. Somebody he knows. And he said this, what the lady said after giving him the gift is what touched him. Like, the lady called him back and told him that what you are doing in God's house, keep doing it. May you also receive a blessing, a wage, a salary, an income, a bonus, a bonanza. Receive something powerful in Jesus' name. Well, put your hands together for that powerful testimony. And let us receive Pastor Jude Saki to testify of good things he received. I'll do it better for him, Pastor Jude. Oh, I can't hear you clapping. Wow, Pastor Jude, tell us, what has God done for you?
I want to just say thank you to God for 2018. That 2018 was really my year of good things. And actually, I'd been planning this testimony for many months. I'd planned that I'll come the last Sunday and I'll say, this happened to me, this happened to me, this happened to me. But then one of the things that was supposed to happen didn't happen. And then I was angry with God. I said, I'll not share my testimony anymore because I was angry with God that he has spoiled my testimony. And then the Holy Spirit rebuked me and told me that you're ungrateful. And if you just look at the things that have happened to you this year, is it because of one thing that didn't go your way? Was the result that didn't go the way I expected? Is it because of one thing that didn't go your way? You are angry at me. And I felt very rebuked. And I said, I'll still share my testimony. And I realized that so many great things have happened to me this year. Earlier this year, the Church Growth Conference in Korea. I don't know how or why, but I found myself there.
You will be there too in Jesus' name.
And I was walking the streets of Seoul and wondering, what am I doing here? Watching Yonggi Cho minister, other great men of God minister. And if you have been in the church for a while, you know that it's not just by names or anything. It's by, if you are somewhere, it's because you've been chosen. It's because somebody wants you there. There's nothing that happens just automatically.
Wow.
So I found myself on the streets of Seoul. And I want to just thank God for that. That was there for the Church Growth Conference. And also, I want to thank God that I was also given a radio show by Reverend Joshua, The Hour of Salvation. Another great thing that happened to me this year. And every Saturday, I have the opportunity to preach salvation from my father's book, How You Can Preach Salvation.
Wow.
Every Saturday, and it's such a great blessing for me. It helps me to know the book even more, and I really enjoy it, and it's a great blessing for me. And I also want to thank God that God opened the door for me to get married this year. And another great thing that happened to me this year. It's not easy to get married, but by the grace of God.
You will know because you've gotten married. You will know.
You would also know Reverend Paul.
Okay. You will also know in Jesus' name.
There was also a fulfillment of prophecies. Your wedding will be nice. And I believe that my wedding was nice by the grace of God. Honeymoon too would be nice. It was very nice by the grace of God. And thanks to the prophet opening many doors for me. And the final thing is, you know, Numbers 16:9 says, seemeth it but a small thing to you that the God of Israel has brought you near to himself to stand in the tabernacle, to stand before the congregation to minister. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I had a dream. I was not in this country. And in the dream, I had come back to Ghana after my education. And in the dream, prophet was asking me that, why are you not a pastor? Why are you not? And he asked my father that, why is Jude not a pastor? And then I knew that I had to become a pastor. And so when I came, I fulfilled all righteousness, wrote my exams, went through the interviews, and by God's grace, I was appointed a pastor. And that is the greatest thing for me, that I've been given a chance. And it's not by name. It's not just by, you can't inherit a call.
No.
So I just thank God that God has made it possible for me, that someone like me, I have the chance to stand before God's people, to minister and to preach. And it's a great blessing for me. So 2018 hasn't been a perfect year, of course. But to say that it is not, has not been a good year would be a slap in the face of divine justice. And I think that's, I just want to give God the glory for 2018. And I'm not that this year I'm expecting a series of I don't even know what God has in store for
me. The word is victories. Receive it in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. Yeah. And let's receive our final testimony. Oh, Pastor, you wanted to wrap it up.
Oh no. I just want to just say that believe the prophecy, that they actually do happen.
Okay.
And I've been in this church for long enough to know that if they didn't happen, I would know. Because I've been around for a long time. But I can confirm that the prophecies are real and they are coming to pass. And this year, to your whatever you believe is going to happen. The prophecy you believe is the one that you're going to receive.
Amen. Put your hands together for Pastor Jude. And let's welcome Priscilla Mama. She's an auntie with her aunties and uncles. Oh, do it better for her. Awesome. Priscilla, tell us, what has God done for you?
Okay, so I want to testify of a great healing I received last year. So as at November 2017, I was battling with a lump in my left breast, and it was very painful. I went in and out of the hospital, seeing surgeons, scans, and all that. So January, they finally gave me my medications, but the lump was still there. So they asked me to come back whenever I feel the pains. As of last year, I guessed, the pain started. And it wasn't an easy one. I had to go in and out of the hospital again. But the first time I saw the surgeon in August, he told me he can't find my medical records. Like, everything had just gone from his system. So he did a physical examination. And during the examination, he realized the lump was becoming big. And he discovered new knots in my right breast. So he asked me to go for a scan again. But that day, I don't know, I just forgot to book an appointment for my scan. It was on a Friday. And if I had booked the appointment, I would have gone for the scan on a Saturday. But I forgot. And I decided to go the following week. On Sunday, I came to church. As at that time, Daddy was out of the country. So Reverend Joshua was the one who preached. And it was time for communion. And before that week, Daddy preached. That was on the mountains of the Lord's camp. The message was about faith. And I was just believing in the message. And I said to myself that this time around, I'm just going to add a little faith, an extra faith to the prayers. So as Reverend Joshua was praying over the communion, I remember Daddy always tell us during the communion that the bread and the blood, as the bread and the wine, as the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. And whatever that cannot be found in the blood and the body of Jesus Christ should not be found in you. So as Reverend Joshua was praying, I was also mumbling those words alongside. Lo and behold, I went back to the hospital on Tuesday for the scan. I couldn't cause, I hadn't booked an appointment. I was asked to come on Thursday, then I'll see my surgeon on a Friday. On Thursday when I went, I laid on the table for minutes. The man just went up and down, vertical, horizontal, over 10 minutes on my left breast. Then he finally said, there is nothing in there. So he had to come to the right one. He did it again. At a point, it was getting awkward because I've lied down for over 30 minutes. Then finally, he was like, there is nothing in there. So you can take your results and go and see your surgeon.
She had been treating it since 2017. Oh. Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. I see God coming through for you too in Jesus' name. So you went to see your surgeon on Friday.
Yes, on Friday. Then when I went,
with a new
scan result. When I went, he just
did you typed, do the scan at the same place?
Yes, at the same place. So when I went, he just typed in my name and the results he couldn't find a week before. Everything just came.
The old results.
Everything just came. So he had the old results to compare with the new one. And what he could say was, you are healed. There is nothing I can do now. So you have to go home. And I'm standing here to thank God for such a healing. Because it wasn't easy for me. The pains I had to go through. The physical trauma, I thought I was having a cancer or something like that. It wasn't easy, but I want to thank God for the communion and for the prayers of Daddy. And I want to encourage everyone here that no matter how you think the prayers are, you may think it's not for you, but all you can do is to believe, and it may come true for you. Amen.
Wow. Put your hands together for powerful testimonies and receive your series of blessings this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Were you blessed by the testimonies? Hallelujah. Please take out an offering. Take out a very powerful offering. Your first offering for 2019. Let it be very powerful. And lift up your offering high above your head as we pray. Father, we thank you for the blessing to give. Thank you for the blessing to see another year. Bless the seed that we are given. May it be pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Ida.
Keeps reminding you over and over again. open arms of mercy. And in spite of all that I've done, you still keep loving me. And I only need to ask, and you erase all of my past forever. My debts have all been paid, and they have all been washed away into the sea of forgetfulness. You placed a love in my sin. Lord, I'm the one who keeps reminding you over and over again. Into the sea of forgetfulness, as far as the east from the west, 70 times 7, you've forgiven me. Your unfailing love that covers me in all my multitude of sin. It's your steadfast love that keeps reminding me I'm forgiven. Into the sea of forgetfulness, you placed all of my sin. Lord, I'm the one I keep reminding you over and over.
I wanna give it to you.
that they can hold on to. Everybody needs a little help to get your lives together, and I wanna give it to you. Wanna give it to you. So I wanna give it to you. Oh yeah, I wanna give it to you. careful, my friend, because these are perilous times. These are the last days. Human beings have changed so much. For men shall be lovers, lovers of themselves, covetous and proud, unthankful, unholy, disobedient to parents. These are the last days, days of Noah, days of Lot. These are the last days, days of Noah, days of Lot. Full of violence, full of wickedness, full of corruption, of man be. Before the flood, they were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, the flood came and took them all away. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Oh, these are the last days, days of Noah, days of Lot. Oh, these are the last days, days of Noah, days of Lot. Days of Lot, many will be perverted. Cities like Sodom will spring up everywhere. All the men of Sodom attempted to rape the angels. God rained down fire and brimstone and destroyed those wicked cities. Oh, these are the last days, days of Noah, days of Lot.
Faithful, and he cannot be untrue, even though We are gonna pray multiply them, they shall not be few.
I glorify them, they shall not be small. I glorify them, they shall not be small.
They shall not be few. They shall not be small. They shall not be few. They shall not be few.
They shall not be few. You shall not be few. Stand to your feet. We shall not be few.
They shall not be few.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tell two people, we shall not be few. Tell two other people, we shall not be small. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, welcome to your series of victories. Welcome to your series of victories. Amen. I believe that this is a special year. The Bible says in His time He makes all things beautiful. And it's our time for victory. It's our time for triumph. It's our time to claim all the promises that God has for us. Amen. And the Bible says, thanks be to God who gives us the victory. And so your victory is right here in the house of God. Your victory is from the prophet of God. Your victory is from the word of God. And if you are as excited as I am, if you are anticipating your victory, give the Lord a screaming welcome! The prophet, Bishop, Dag, Ewan Mills!
It is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you trust in His word. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, oh everything, yes everything is possible with God. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His word. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, oh everything, yes, everything is possible with God.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Lift your hands up and ask the Lord to give you the spirit of revelation. Jesus, thank you for the spirit of revelation you're giving to us. Thank you for our victory over devils. In Jesus' name, we thank you for helping us today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We are in 2019, experiencing a series of victories. Our fasting and porch and the altar prayer time starts not this week, but after next Sunday, then we start. So it's going for 3 weeks. So from the, I think it's the 14th or so. Somebody give me the right date. 14th, yeah. So we started for 3 weeks. Well, I want us to fast and pray. Just wait on God. Pray in different formats. We'll be praying together, and then also in some smaller groups, but we'll always be praying. There is no point in fasting without praying. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't enjoy fasting without praying, personally. I dislike it. How many don't like fasting without praying? Just, it's like a hunger strike. I don't enjoy it. So if you not get some time to pray, it's not a good thing. Then I also want us to visit the prayer gardens. Yes. The 100% answered prayer garden. And be able to wait on God over there as well. So all that will be part of the program. But just make sure that you personally have a good time to wait on God and to be more prayerful in that time. Amen. Now, I just want to say something before I get into the days of Noah. Here, part two of the days of Noah. Now, you notice when they are giving testimonies, they mention the prophet and so on. What it is that, and they make reference to me, what it is that in the past, you know, the history of the church, we've realized that many things that I was saying were prophecies. And that because of the casual style in which I prophesy, many people did not recognize what was happening. And that, oh, these things are prophecies. And this person is actually a prophet. The Bible says by a prophet, God brought Israel out of Egypt. That prophet was Moses. God used Moses to bring Israel out. They would never have come out if it wasn't for Moses. So God used Moses to bring them out of difficulty. And then God used Moses to put them in a better place. Do you see? And it was by a prophet that they were brought out, and by a prophet they were preserved or helped. All right? So what happens is that when you miss the ministry of a prophet, you can miss things for your life, especially if God has sent the person to you. Bible says there were many lepers in the days of the widow of Naaman. There were many lepers. Naaman was not the only leper. And there were many widows. But it was only to Naaman that Elijah was sent. All right? There were many lepers that Elisha was sent. And there were many widows. But he was sent to the widow of Zarephath. Why? Because of a certain attitude. Because Naaman was asked to bath in the river. And he did. A big captain in the army. The head of the army. And widow, there were many widows, but Elijah told her, make me food first. I've come to visit, don't know me. Make food for me first. Bless me first. And then after that, you can have the rest. If you don't have faith for these two, you can't receive the blessing from these prophets. So when Jesus came to his people, they didn't receive him as a prophet. They ended up killing him. So a prophet is sent to people who are two things. One, humble. Humble enough to receive what he's saying. You have to be humble. Otherwise, you can't receive. So go and bath in the river. If you are not humble, you miss most of the things. And number two, you must have trust or faith. So we are trying to build trust and faith in you. You understand? So that, because if you have faith, you benefit from anything that God is deciding to use the person with. I'm 55 years old. In 15 years, if God gives me life, I'll be 70 years old. So that's the getting to the end of, what do you call it? So if there's anything that you would benefit from, it would have been good to benefit from it by now. Or benefit from it now. Yes. Because nobody knows when it's over. So when God sends somebody to you, it's good to believe two things. Be humble like Naaman, and number two, be trusting like the widow. Wow. These two things. So that is why these things are mentioned, and even sometimes they even refer to me as the prophet, is to help us children to believe in a certain way, so that whatever river there is that is flowing, you can be blessed with it. Because there is a grace on the ministry. Yes. This is one of the largest churches, with many of these churches, not just one. This is not like a headquarters or something. There's a lot of these things. Yes. You see, so as a grace, and we are not owing money. If at all, there's nothing. The grace of being debt at least at zero. It's not bad. Or you don't think so? It's not bad at all to be at zero. Yes. It's bigger than minus 1 million. Those of you who didn't do math. Number line. I don't know. I didn't do number line, but I know that zero is bigger than minus 1 million. Even minus 10 million. Zero is bigger than minus 10 million. Are you with me? So try to have faith in what is going on, so that you are carried out to a good thing and to a good place. I can show you many people. Of course, you can also understand that sometimes when people are near your age, you know, they don't believe you. When they say like in the film stars were saying, "Who are these small boys you are?" You said, what did they call small people pastors? Small people pastors. And you say that they are pastors. Some small boys and so on in the church, you say that they are all pastors. Come and lead us. We can lead ourselves. Look at how people talk. So, all I am saying to you is that believe more and you are going to be blessed. Yes. Yes. And you are going to experience a series of victories. And you'll be, when you sing the song, from victory unto victory, you understand it better, because from one victory you go to another victory, to another victory, to another victory, because it is a series. It's not just one thing. But it's a series of victories in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So now let us move straight into Days of Noah. Very short. We are in a holiday season. The church actually has those who are in full-time ministry. This period is vacation. So we are actually on vacation. You may not know, but pastors also get tired. They don't have any day that is off. For them, because when you are a pastor, you cannot turn off your phone. In case there's an emergency or there's a problem, you have to be available. It's like being a doctor. So this is just a short holiday service. Amen. And we call it Covenant Sunday because it's like a day, the first day of the year, and you can make a good promise to the Lord. Amen. But today we are not going to make any covenant with God. We're just calling it Covenant Sunday, at the first Sunday. That's all. Genesis chapter 6. Very quickly, the exemption faith of Noah. Hebrews 11 verse 7. It says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. So Noah had faith, and his faith exempted him or made him escape divinely the situation of the days of Noah and the days of Lot. And Jesus prophesied that when he comes, it will be just like the days of Noah and the days of Lot. All right? So the days of Noah, what are the things in the days of Noah? And the first thing was the infiltration of demons. And that is why last week I went through the five doors which you have closed. How many have closed some of the doors permanently? Those at the back, they didn't even know what the doors are. Ask your neighbor to mention five doors through which demons are entering people. mention 5 doors through which evil spirits enter people. Number 1 is what? Eyes. Number 2, ears. So seeing and hearing, especially young, us who are young people, a lot of seeing, there's a lot of seeing and hearing now. We have never seen, I tell you, to some of us who are, I mean, have lived 30 years longer than you, have not seen some of the things you've seen and as much of what you've seen. I tell you, it doesn't even occur to us to see, because we have not been affected by that thing, because it wasn't there in our time. It's amazing. So in a sense, you are more experienced than grown-ups. Hey! So number 1 is what? Eyes. Number 2? Number 3? What is coming through the nose? A lot of diseases that were not there. We breathe in them. So next time you are going near to that unbeliever man and he's breathing on you, before you realize some viruses are coming. And then what is the next one? Mouth. What are the things coming to the mouth? Chicken, that is what? When you were in SS, the chicken was born when you were in SS1. I mean, it died when you were in SS1. He had been frozen for 5 years. Atta Mills was his president too. And it has been frozen at the port for 5 years. When was Atta Mills president? Is it 5 years ago? 5 years was who? 6 years. Atta Mills was 6 years. Some of you were in JSS, JHS, when the chicken was slaughtered. And you are eating it now. Can you imagine? Another type we are getting are chickens with 4 legs. Yes. They modified it. Put the picture up. Chicken with 4 legs. Yes. 4 legs and 4 wings. Yes. So because they sell the body parts. So the more legs, the more thighs, the more you have more. Put up the picture. Get it and put it up there. You see. Yes. How can you be well when you are eating a chicken with 4 legs? When originally God made the chicken with 2 legs. Yes. Some of the sausages, they found horse, different animals, even human DNA. Human DNA found in, you can Google it, human DNA in sausages. And burgers. Yes. Chicken with 4 legs. Joshua, show them, give them the picture. Yeah. I saw a picture of the chicken. It has 4 legs. Huh? And 4 wings. The wing part, I didn't see it well, but the legs are 4. Okay, when they find it. So, eyes, ears, nose, mouth. Next stop. I can't hear you. You there, you are pure. You won't say certain things. And then I am the one who is not pure. You get it? It's like, you are holy and then I am bad. God has forgiven you. Okay, I'll also not say the things. No problem. number 5. You have to zip up. Close up. Amen. No evil spirit will enter you. In Jesus' name. When the evil spirit enter, what does it make you? It makes you sexy. Yes. So you see that you stand by the road. A more beautiful girl will also stand by the road, but no car will stop to pick her. She's more beautiful than you. You are not even, you are about 70% to 60% of her beauty. But every car stops for you because you are radiating lust. Yes, that's what happens. Many mighty men are attracted to you. And you may think, oh, because I'm beautiful. It's not that you are not beautiful. You've got a spirit of lust. Yes. It's a demon. That you may think, oh, I'm beautiful. That's why a lot of guys like me and so on. There are more beautiful girls than you. Nobody stops them. Or even people don't even say certain things to them. Instead, oh, she's not so beautiful. I'm beautiful. Like, I'm attractive. You are fifi. Yeah. You are beautiful. That is why. Yeah, the chicken. Put it on. Yeah. Look at it. 2 legs. 4 legs. 4-wheel drive. Look at it. You see, when they sell the chicken in parts, you see, the drumsticks. So you see that. Have you not seen those? They bring plenty drumsticks. Chicken wings. I wonder that which chicken have been cut so many pieces. Look at it. Look at the wings. You'll be asking for wings and chips. Spicy wings. Anyway. Look at it. Look at it. This one has got how many legs? 4. So in the last days, many evil things are going to be happening. Yes. And you'll find out that spirits come into you. Yeah. And you start to draw things to you more. Why? Why do I say that? Because when there is one spirit in you, he's trying to bring 7 others. So that is why when there is one, it draws more evil. The presence of one spirit draws more evil. So you develop more evil. Oh yes. A person who is into multiple fornications and what have you is into usually more than one problem. Yes. So don't tell the nearest lady, Chale, it's not that you are beautiful. I want you to know that it's not that you are beautiful. There are a lot of beautiful sisters in the church. They are not, calling for spirit, calling for other spirits. Chale, tell the girl sitting by you that, Chale, not be say you fine. I won't talk you say, not be say you fine. You fine past other girls where they did the church. It be spirit. Tell the person, it be spirit. It be spirit where they cause that thing. Let me say you fine. Yes. And then the last one is what? And then what is coming through that one? Lot, Sodom. Yes. And you see that as you are walking, boys will be identifying. So they have a sign. And then they know themselves. And they are doing it. Today you are delivered in Jesus' name from such spirits. All right. Now the next thing is evil thoughts. That's the next sign of the last days from which you are escaping today. It says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So, evil thoughts, ideas, and imaginations are the hallmark of the presence of evil and of the last day's evil from which you are escaping in Jesus' name. All right? Now, why are thoughts important? Why is what you are thinking important? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 6. What does it say? It says, for the weapons of our warfare, all right, are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. So all the weapons of God are directed at imaginations. Yes. All the weapon, go back to verse 4. All the weaponry of God is directed at thoughts. Directed at thinking. And the thinking that is in a person. The thoughts that are in the kind of thoughts that are in a person. All right? All the weapons. Look at the scripture. All the are you looking at it? 2 Corinthians chapter 10. All the weapons of God are directed at what? Not witches. Not wizards. Not occultism. Not fornication. But they're all directed at imaginations and the thoughts that are going on in your head. All right, imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So what you know is because thoughts are based on what you know. Like if you've heard something, then you start to think in a certain way. And then bringing into captivity. So all the weapons of God are to capture. Capture what? Every thought. Look at the scripture. All the weapons of God are against thoughts, imaginations, and to capture thoughts. Look at it. To bring into captivity every thought. So thoughts, thinking. So it is when your thinking changes. So all the negativity of the last days, a large part of it has to do with how people are thinking. Now if I take three beautiful girls and I put them here, you can see that, let's say, four beautiful girls. I don't want to call anybody because some of these examples, before you realize it's a prophecy. If you put four beautiful girls standing here and you see them standing there and they have different thoughts in them, it changes who you are dealing with. Straight away. All are beautiful. All are beautiful. All are nice. But one is thinking sadness. One is sad. Sad thoughts, thinking things are not working. Like the girl on the stage today. Things are not good. My life is going down. One is thinking fear. What if? What about this? What if this? What if that? If I say yes, if I say no, what will happen? What will go on?
Another is thinking, what other thought? Revenge. Revenge against all men. For what men have done. Hatred. Huh? Yes. Hatred for what men have done to your mother. Not even to you. To your mother. Your hatred is more than your mother's hatred. Another is thinking suspicion. All the time questioning. Where are you going? Who are you talking to? What is happening? This is what you are going to do. What does it mean? Bring your phone. Let us check. We are monitoring your movement with MTN monitoring. We are monitoring spirits. So you have, and another one is happy. That's why one of our favorite questions in the church is, are you happy? Don't marry. You see, I read a book once. The chapter was called Avoid the Unhappy and the Unlucky. Avoid unhappy people. And if you are a brother, avoid unhappy girls. Yes. I'm just giving you, this is just on the side. The person is not happy. Nothing can make the person happy, I tell you. You will do everything, but still happiness is not there. It's true. Some people are just not happy about anything. You do everything, still they are not happy. Avoid unhappy and unlucky. Yes. One day I saw a sister, she didn't have a child. She was always unhappy. I've seen many people who didn't have children. And you have different responses. Child wasn't coming. Baby wasn't coming. And you see the face, the attitude. When you see the person, the only thing you remember is that the child is not there. So that's the first thing. That the person is an announcement. Yes. The person is a walking announcement that I have a problem. Now, after some years, the child came and the unhappiness was still there. So then you see that the unhappiness, it is not from the child, but it is within you. You are not a happy person. So unhappy thoughts and negative thinking, I tell you, this is when I look at people and I can see their thinking. I can just picture a little monkey sitting on the shoulder and speaking to them. That's the only way you know a spirit is there, is the thoughts. Yes. When a person has decided to betray you, you see that his countenance changes and his thoughts change. Yeah. It's full of a Judas spirit to turn against you and to fight you. Yeah. So thoughts, all kinds of thinking and imaginations are going to be spreading themselves all over. If you meet a woman who says she's being cheated, you see, one of the difficult people to relate with is someone who feels he's being subdued or being humiliated or being oppressed. Yes. You meet an African in America, he feels blessed to be in America. That's an African who came on a plane. But you meet the Africans who came on a ship years ago. All of them are disgruntled. You tell them, is it because I'm black? You're speaking to me like that? Is it because I'm this? It's like, wow, you can't say anything. And it means you are black or something. Or you can't say anything to a woman. This preaching means this. So the person has a spirit. So you need to watch the way you are thinking. And you need to cleanse your thoughts. I tell you, in these last days, there are more spirits invading. And one of the first victories you are going to experience in 2019 is victory over evil imaginations and evil thoughts that are harassing you. Yes. You hold your phone. Stand up. Have you held your phone before and it has occurred to you to look at pornography?
Yes.
Has it occurred to you before?
Yes, please.
There is somebody else, he is also holding his phone. It has never occurred to him to look at pornography. That thought has never crossed his mind. He also has a phone. He's a what? He's a superhuman. How many of you has it occurred to you? You are holding your phone. That's occurred to you. Raise your hand. It's a spirit.
Wow.
It's a spirit. And you are sitting there wanting to look at something. And it's occurring to you, look at something. But somebody else is not occurring to the person. He has no idea that there is even a possibility to look on his phone. Yes. So that shows you what is sitting by you. So Kenneth Hagin had a vision. The book is called Demons and How to Deal with Them. I think it's called Demons and How to Deal with Them. And he saw a woman who was a pastor's wife. And in the vision, a demon came to sit on her shoulder. He said that the woman became like glass. He saw the spirit sitting on her. And it was when she looked at herself in the mirror. So when I see mirrors, and girls like a lot of mirrors, and so on, I remember that story. She was dressing, she was looking in the mirror. She was like Charlie, admiring herself that she was beautiful. If I find or I know fine, Charlie, I find. But each time the thought came to her, you have wasted your time in the church following this pastor. You would have been rich. You would have been happy. You would have been blessed. You would have been okay. Look at you. 20 years she was a pastor's wife.
Yes.
But each time in the vision, she rejected it and the thing would run away. And her shoulder would be free. Sit down. But then one day, the thing came again. Every time certain thoughts come to you, a demon has come to sit on your shoulder. I tell you. It's true. Think of that pastor who was killed last week. Yes. A person who has stayed in your house. What thoughts are occurring to the person? So that shows you an evil spirit is in the person. Because that thought is not occurring to you. It's not occurring at all. So it means you are completely free of that spirit. And that spirit knows it has no access to you. But that spirit of murder, a spirit of imprisonment, a spirit of wickedness is occurring to somebody. Thoughts of vengeance, thoughts of hatred, thoughts of killing. I tell you, you joke with your imaginations, you joke with your life. You joke with your thoughts, you joke with your life. You joke with depression, you are joking with your life. Yes. I mean, so if you ask yourself, what is somebody occurring to somebody kill? If somebody's occurring, look at pornography. Somebody's occurring, chase this girl. There are people who meet girls all the time. It never occurs to them to chase the girl. And some of you, you see a beautiful girl walking in a skirt. The first thing is to chase a girl. How many of you see a beautiful girl and occurs you to chase the girl? There are a lot of people on this section, but these are things that are holier than thou. These are holier than thou means that thou and I am holier than thou. tell you something. There are many people, they meet beautiful girls all the time. It doesn't even occur to them that, not number one, that they can even chase somebody like that. It doesn't even come to their minds. The idea doesn't even come across their mind. But some people, that's number one. When you see somebody with red lipstick, that is it. Red! And that is what you are attracted to. Red! Kayama shaka balabala baba. Rather, you should be saying shabaloba shabakabayana laba. Red means stop. Red means danger. Stop. The thoughts that occur to you show the spirit that have chosen you to harass you. Yes. I tell you, I can't lie to you. All the weapons of God are for only this thing. Imaginations and thoughts, capturing thoughts and fighting imaginations. That's why your mind should be free of thoughts of different types. Yes, you have to fight. And you see, if something has chosen you, now look, if you were Satan, wouldn't you target people by what you can get them on? Huh? Yeah. That's any spirit that have targeted me. I know them. I mention their names and I bind them regularly. I know them. I can mention that it's a series of them. The other day I saw a vision. I saw they were all around. I don't know if you've seen like hyenas or dogs all around like that. They're just looking to see any moment of weakness. Yes. And they say it depends on who you are. That certain things will come your way. Yeah. It depends on who you are. It's true. That certain thoughts can come into your head. So you need to decide, hey, I can see that this spirit and this spirit and this spirit and this spirit and this spirit are after me. Yes. Yes. You see, one brother said to me, in my days, if I see a girl and in 7 days I've not slept with her, then I'm late. 7 days pass and I don't sleep with you, then I'm late. Late! Yes. There is no relationship with the opposite sex that does not involve sex. Yes. It's a spirit. And the spirit has entered you through one of your relationships. There are girls sitting here. Somebody will be preaching. And you'll be receiving, once you are hearing the word, you'll be saying, is there a song about pure words? Pure words. There's a hymn, something words. Ancient words, ever true, changing me
and changing,
you.
Have come with open hearts.
With open hearts.
Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Oh, let the ancient words
impart.
There are people here, as they are hearing the word, they are hearing ancient words. That these are ancient words. Others are looking and falling in love with the preacher. It's true. Your lecturer has come. I said your lecturer has come and is lecturing. Instead of taking notes. One sister was saying that when a lecturer is lecturing, she has to close her legs very tight because of the feelings that she's having.
Don't shout, oh, don't shout. It may be you. But you see, all these thoughts that are coming, it shows how different people are subject to different kinds of thoughts. Yes. It shows. Somebody would have been happy. You see someone who got a beloved, very good, very nice. The person should have been, you get a beloved, the person say, oh, how are you? Then the person will swing their hands around you. Oh, what a lad, I'm so happy. Another person will be cool and say, thank God. And then the frown. Oh, you see, always look at this part of people's. If you want to know somebody, look at this place. It reveals a lot. I'm just showing you, it's just something, I mean, between us. What this place? You see that the person is, I mean, thinking and thoughts. One person is excited, another person is worried. Yes. One person is excited. I'm so excited that you proposed to me. Wow! Another person is worried about certain other issues that, about what I'm thinking about. I mean, whether if I marry you and my mother may say this and leave engagement and I don't know whether we'll have enough money and that's what I'm thinking about. Ah! Another person is saying, chale, this one they won't get, po. Oh, nah, po. Chale, it's a blessing. We are going, we are going, we are going. One person is excited, another person is worried. Is there a difference between excitement and worry? Would you like to be with an excited person and another person who is worried? Yes. You are on your honeymoon with your beloved. And now you are expecting that you have married something that is alive. Wait, listen, I've not finished and give you the example. The thing that you thought was alive, now the person says, I'm thinking about whether anybody can hear us. So the person is worried. I'm thinking of whether anybody can hear us. How many would like to be married to somebody who said, I'm thinking about? How many would not like to be married to such a person? Ah, the whole church. Oh, I'm surprised. Another person is worried. Yes. We are worried that they can hear. And we are worried about everything in the world. We are worried whether the money will be enough. You are worried whether your mother. You are worried whether your this. You are worried about everything. Another person there, she doesn't think about anything. How many would like to be married to somebody that when you come to the reception, the receptionist will be smiling at you? That we were hearing the vibrations from upstairs. Vibrations. A certain couple sent me a message from the moon. I always get messages from the moon. They said when they came down, the managers were, they were all laughing and smiling at them. I told her, I said, keep doing whatever you were doing, do it. Let them smile. They are all jealous of you, I tell you. Before I realized, they will add one extra day free of charge. Keep doing it. The thoughts that are in your mind. I mean, if a thought occurs to kill someone, a thought occurs to divorce. Yes, the thought comes to your mind to divorce. The thought comes in your mind to commit certain sins. Though all those thoughts are the beginning of the presence of certain spirits in your life.
And you must be conscious. Bible says in the last days, there are going to be so many spirits. And every thought is just evil. Continually. And you know, that is how many have noticed that you change so much when you start to listen to messages. Like you start to listen to the... Do you know why it changes? The thoughts in your head change. The thoughts in your head actually change. Yeah. So it means that the spirits actually change. They lose power. And one of the main things about evil spirits is that they lose power when you disagree with them. Because your thoughts are different. It's just like you can't be with somebody who you don't have the same way of thinking with. They lose power. Yeah. And I prophesy, listen, that pornography spirit that comes to you again and again, and evil spirits, lust spirit, and other spirit, they are all leaving you in Jesus' name. No, you are going to put up such a resistance. Every day bind them. I tell you, don't be shy. When you are binding things, don't feel shy. You can say it softly, but say it. Mention the name. Yeah, you may not want to shout something. I mean, I bind something you don't want people to hear upstairs or downstairs. But you should say the name of the thing. Yeah. And bind it in Jesus. Pour fire on it. Drown it. Kill it. Curse it. Do anything. I'm telling you. You see that it's going. One day I saw a beautiful girl. One day I saw what? A beautiful girl. But she had only one problem. Only one problem. She thought she was not beautiful. Now, all my stories are true, except for a fox speaking to a rabbit. And then those ones are their Anansi stories. But these ones are real stories. Her only problem is that she feels she's not nice. She feels that she's not beautiful. She feels that she's not. A beautiful person. So I realized that a spirit has been sitting on the shoulder of a beautiful, when I say beautiful, like outstandingly beautiful. No, I mean, there are some girls who have a little bit of something extra. A little extra of something. That's what Kenneth Hagin used to say. There are some people who have a little bit of extra something. Yeah. She has a little bit of something extra. But her main thought is she's not beautiful. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Some people can cook nicely. Their main problem is the thoughts that come to mind. That the first thing when they serve you the food, they say, "Oh, I don't think it's not nice." And have you seen somebody like that before? You haven't even tasted it. You are telling somebody, you are announcing that the thing is not nice before the person even tastes it. Damage control. Some of you, if you shake hands with a girl, certain thoughts come to your mind. You know? It's a spirit. Because some other people, they shake hands with a girl, nothing occurs to them. It's true. Nothing occurs to them. Nothing occurs to them. I release you to be a happy person from today. I release you to be free. Yes, to be free, to be happy. To be loose from oppression. Yes. Oppression. You'll be surprised that a good person is told that he's a bad person. I've seen good people constantly pestered that they are bad people. Yes, constantly pestered. You are bad. You are this. You are that. You are this. You are that. Constant. It's one of the attacks on good people. Yes. Constantly you'll be hearing, kneel down, kneel down. You are bad. You know you are bad. Start with confession. Don't praise God first. You others can enter thy court with thanksgiving. You there, enter with forgiveness and confession. Don't enter with thanksgiving. Enter with confession. Your hands are dirty. So you need to name the spirits that harass you in these last days. I'm giving you victory now. Look, why do I say you need to name them? When Jesus was casting out the spirits in Mark chapter 5, the spirit did not come out. If you read it, you see, he says, before he had said to the spirit, come out of the man, and he didn't. Then he said, what is thy name? When Kenneth Hagin had a vision of Jesus, Jesus explained to Jesus, he said, look, I asked the spirit to come out, and he didn't want to come out. So I asked him, what is thy name? You see, if you read Mark, this is five, verse 9. Go, if you go back, make it smaller and put more on. For he said unto him, come out of the man. Or change the version. He said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. For he had been saying to him, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. But it wasn't coming. So the next thing Jesus told Kenneth Hagin in the vision, always ask the spirit for his name. Ask the spirit for his name. That's why I am mentioning names. Because some of you have a spirit of unhappiness. That's why even when the child comes, you still be a grumpy person. And somebody who doesn't have the child, you see the person is more excited than you that have got 7 children. Look at it. For he had been saying to him, come out of the man, you are unclean spirit. And he was asking, what is your name? And he said, my name is Legion, for we are many. Then he said, continue, verse 10. And he began to implore him earnestly not to sin. So he knew that he was finished. That's why you see, you mentioned the name pornography straight. And if it is pornography of gay pornography, you mention a gay pornography. Or if you sense you are drawn to a man, say gayism or homosexuality, mention it every day. Don't let even one day pass by without binding it in your... You will see that if the power will start weakening. There are some things you fight them by weakening them. Yes? Look. When you see demons, you know, the different animals in the animal kingdom show you different ways by which people fight. One of the ways is to weaken you. That is how wild dogs... I never knew there was an animal like a wild dog. I know of antelopes, tigers, leopards, hyenas. But I didn't know that there was something called wild dogs. You see them, about 40 of them. 30 of them. Small dogs. They are in the wilderness. They are not. You can't tame them. Wow. These are not the dogs that we have in. And they can chase an antelope that is some tons, 2 tons. They can chase it, but the way is to weaken it. So they run with it. They don't know. You see, they open with the mouth and the tongue will come out. And they just run coolly. They run after. Only one. They run. At a point, it comes, it stands there. It can't move again. It's tired. Then they come and they eat it alive. Yes, wild dogs. So one of the ways to fight is to weaken you. Yes. And one of the ways you have to fight back is to weaken the enemy with a series of continuous blows and specific. Amen. If I say, stand up. You see that nobody has stood up. Felix, stand up. As soon as I mentioned his name, he stood up. So if you mention the name of the thing, you see that you get a response that you never got when you didn't mention the name. When I didn't mention his name, all of you were sitting there. No, I said, oh, it's not me. But when I said, Felix, stand up. Mavis, stand up. Mavis. Uh-huh. See, I got 2 of them. 2 Mavises. They all come out. Yeah. And you see, that's why Satan's ploy against you is for you to deny something. That's why all human beings deny things. But the day you admit it, and say the spirit of laziness. And you say, so are you lazy? I mean, I'm not lazy. I'm not lazy at all. No, it's just because the last time I didn't see the certain questions and so on. So say lazy and then fight it. Mention spirit of laziness. You'll be surprised how it will start to weaken in your life. Are you listening?
Yes.
Yes. Most girls, if I tell you your problem, you will not tell. You say, me? Someone? But that's your problem. As for the boys, we know this is clear. Many girls have a spirit of fear. This will make them do what they do. If you're telling me, afraid, I'm afraid of it. I trust in God. I'm a daughter of faith. Me? I don't have any fear. Fear me? No, I'm cool. I love your faith messages. This is my favorite message. I have a lot of faith. I don't have a problem. That is what the problem is. Fear of this, fear that this, fear you will lose, fear you will not get a beloved, fear when you have it that he will leave you, fear this, fear that, fear many things. That leads to manipulation, control, this, that, many, many things. Yeah. Hatred. One day I was talking to a sister and she said, she did her hand like this. And she was talking about men. When she did that, I saw that if it was a knife, that was in her hand. Can you see me from there? She did the hand like this. I said, hey. We were under a tree, you know, at Legon. And she did the hand like this. I said, my God. She said, I asked, have you been hurt by a relationship before? Yes. Did you want to? She said, I want to hurt the person. I said, wow. But if I say you will say, no, it's not at all. At all. At all. That's the me. Hatred. Me. I'm full of love. You can ask my roommate. My roommate. All my roommates. I've had 4 roommates. All of them can testify that I'm full of love. Start from Fancy Man Secondary School to what do you call it? Secondary school to this school to this to Legon to whatever. All my roommates, I had 4. They will testify that I'm an angel of divine help and love. Kela Bashakabai. Mention the spirits and imaginations that have targeted you. I tell you, they are bowing in 2019. You know, one day I was sitting in my study and I became very sad and I was praying. Then I began to cry. Then after some time, I realized that I have been attacked strongly by a spirit of depression. Yes. And it happened a number of times. I realized I was struggling to fight a spirit. The thoughts were strong. Strong. You see, if you don't identify what is disturbing you, see that it will disturb you for a long time. I knew it. This thing wants to disturb me. I saw that I was going down. So I can't rise above the thoughts that are too negative. When you mention the name, you see that a power that has targeted you. Then I read in Rejoiner's book, many ministers were destroyed by discouragement and depression. These two. Discouragement and depression. A lot of things are depressing. You may not know. You see, there are many things you think are a certain way, but it's not so. If you look at Jesus in Luke 3, I think verse 20, the Bible says that, or 23, yes, you see this one. He said that, and Jesus himself began to be 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, you see, and the son of Heli. So everybody thought that Jesus' father was Joseph and Jesus' grandfather was Heli. But it wasn't the case. So in the ministry, there are a lot of things like that. You think it's like this, but it's, you are wrong. It's not like that. A lot of people think that it's Jesus' father, it's this one, and that's Jesus' grandfather. So grandfather Heli. There's a father, grandfather. You never knew that Jesus' grandfather said, but it's as was supposed, but it's not actually so. Somehow you look at somebody and say, oh, things are red. Oh, Charlie, it's rosy. Charlie, you are enjoying, oh. As was supposed. Tell somebody, as was supposed. as was supposed. Wow. So, ladies and gentlemen, this year, you mentioned if there are seven. You see, some of you feel that you are going to mention about 12. Don't worry. Okay. If they move in gangs, Derek Prince teaches what he called demon gangs. Wow. Yes, you can Google it. Demon gangs. He mentioned that they move as gangs to attack people. This year, whatever gang has surrounded you to attack you is doomed. Receive the beginning of a series of victories and stand to your feet. This holiday church service. Are you enjoying the word of God? Yes. Listen, this year, you see, you see your phone and you say that me. It is last year, August, that it occurred to me that I should look at something bad on my phone. Last year, August. That's only the only thing that I'm aiming for you is that the thought shouldn't come at all. That thought shouldn't come. The thought to do certain things, the idea shouldn't come. I hope you are with me. Yes. She asa ulapala. Hola mandala mada. Who has turned off my iPad? Can you believe my iPad is zero? Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. We've closed, but I'm showing you. Now, are you watching this homework scripture? This is for homework. Whatever things are true. Look, Satan thrives on delusions. Strong beliefs you have that are not. Like the belief in loans. It's a strong delusion that has gripped many, but you are free from it. Amen. Honest. Whatever things are just, right, pure. Pure things. Whatever things are lovely. So those of you who think about things that are not nice all the time, whatever things are of good report. Wow. If it's a bad report, your mind should not be on it. If there be any virtue or anything praiseworthy, think on these things. Amen. Think on these things. Your thoughts, your purified thoughts of 2019 are proving your freedom from evil spirits. Lift your hand and thank God in this moment. Father, we give you thanks and praise. We love you. We worship you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for deliverance. I banish evil spirits. I bind evil thoughts. I bind negative things, negative spirits. Kalama shota bazandaliba. Spirits of murder, hatred, spirits of jealousy, spirits of suspicion, spirit of accusation, spirit of opposition. Spirit of pornography, spirit of homosexuality, spirit of fornication, spirit of poverty, spirit of delusions, deceptions. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for victory. From victory unto victory, you lead us and you bless us with power over devils, imaginations, and negative thoughts. We thank you that we are living long. Ha! We are serving you for many years. We thank you, Lord, for this blessing. Thank you for encouraging us with good thinking thoughts and good messages from the Makane and other secret places, Lord. Thank you for giving us good messages
that change our lives and change our thoughts. We give you praise. We give you thanks, Lord. In Jesus' name. And everyone said amen.
Amen.
Every head bowed for a moment, every eye closed. If you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Maybe somebody invited you. You want to be born again. Pastor, help me. I want to give my life to God. If somebody invited you today, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, raise up your right hand as we close the service very quickly. God bless you. God bless you. I want to give my life to God today. Then lift your hand up like this. God bless. I want to be born again today. Then lift your hand like this. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front. Just walk with your hand up like this. Take your Bible, your bag, everything, and come to me here. I want to pray with you.
Come on to Jesus. Give him your life today. Come on to Jesus.
Let us pray. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. Have mercy on me. Say it, have mercy on me. Wash away my sins. From today, I belong to God. I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for saving me today. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I want to give you one of my books. Give to them. When we close, all of you in front here, come to the side over there where we've written Salvation Corner. And we are going to see you. Next week, Sunday, be here. How many are blessed that you came to church today? How many are happy that you came? You'll be happier more than this throughout 2019 as you keep coming to church. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may go back to your seats. And now take out your communion. Now, beautiful.
Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. And drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Oh yeah, the cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, it is the meal of God. It will sustain you, it will make you whole, it will give you life. When I see the blood.
All right. Now, today, how many realize that what you eat can kill you? And what you eat can give you life. The first patient I saw ever, as a medical person, as a medical student, was dying of starvation. I thought, we all thought, it was some fantastic disease. We mentioned every bad disease in the world. And the professor just laughed and said, this lady is from, I think, Ethiopia or Somalia. She was from, I think, Ethiopia. She was starving. And she died. Very, very thin bones. Just food. She couldn't even take food. So food gives life. Stand to your feet. Father, we thank you that you have given us a special meal, a very special meal for us as a church. We thank you. We'll never be the same again as we take the body. He that eats my flesh shall have life. The body of Jesus Christ. Receive life as you eat it now. And now, how many have made a mistake before? This is to neutralize your mistakes. The blood. That's why we are all here. Because of the blood of Jesus. Whatever your mistake and my mistake that we've made up to 2018, may the blood of Jesus cleanse us. As you take of this special drink, receive the life of God. You will not die in 2019. In 2019, you will have life. You see good days. You see good things. In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus. Lift your hands. Father, you said thus we shall bless your people. So I bless everyone here with life, with healing, with a new house each. A new house. Lord, as you give us also a new house and a new home, bless everybody here with a new house. Bless all our children with new houses. Give us the grace to build a house for you. A house for your kingdom. A house for your name. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord, that the work you've started in us, you bring it to a perfect end. Poverty comes to an end now. Difficulty comes to an end now. We shall never beg for anything in Jesus' name. All forms of begging and pleading, crying for favors, crying and looking to somebody to give us something, comes to an end today in Jesus' name. Receive supernatural promotion and grace for your life. May you be lifted above begging and crying and pleading and whining. May God put wealth in your hands. Amen. So that you will never be a beggar. Amen. And you will never go around asking for things. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. And now life, health, yes. Strength, yes. Deliverance from death. Oh, yes. May you have the wisdom of what to eat. May you have wisdom of what not to eat from today. Be supernaturally guided away from evil foods in Jesus' name. Be supernaturally guided away from evil drinks in Jesus' name. Receive healthy living. Receive supernatural healthy living. Receive supernatural strength in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I place my hand, my foot on Goliath's head. Whatever represents a Goliath in your life, tormenting you, I declare he's finished in Jesus' name. Your Goliath is dead in Jesus' name. Your Goliath is dead in Jesus' name. I say for the third time, your Goliath is dead in the name of Jesus. Shout amen! Shout amen! Goliath is dead! In Jesus' name. Whatever represents a giant, yes. A tormentor, yes. A mocker, yes. Someone who laughs at you, yes. Something that makes fun of you, I declare it's cut off now in Jesus' name. It's cut off. It's cut off. No one can mock you after today. All your mockers are finished in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for giving supernatural victory to your children. I don't know why God showed me that head, but I see my foot is on the Goliath of your life. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Receive that victory.
I receive it.
Something big. And something bigger than you
is
bowing to you now in Jesus' name. Something bigger than you is bowing to you in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Something bigger than you is bowing to you in the name of Jesus. The good news you've been waiting for a long time has finally come.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
I didn't hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
When Saul was in the tent and he was told that Goliath is finally dead, that is how the good news will be to you.
Amen.
The good news that you've been thinking that can never be possible is coming your way in 2019. Let me hear your loudest amen. Now, I declare Goliath's head has been sliced off. Let me hear the shout of victory in the camp of the saints. Be seated. Can you imagine something so big like Goliath is bending down? His head is cut off. Your leg is on his head. Something you saw far and big and frightening.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.